It's interesting to think this "are we short of scientists or not" debate isn't quite as clear-cut as you might have thought. But one thing that really came out in my conversation with Amy, the 16-year-old girl that we heard from earlier in the programme, was that these initiatives that get kids doing actual research do give them a clearer perception of what's really involved in science. Amy is one of the youngest people to have published a peer-reviewed paper, age 10, and she told me a bit more about it.
So basically, we asked, what if bees could think like humans? Which was extraordinary because they only have something like 3 million brain cells compared to our 300 billion. So we set them a simple puzzle. And so we just did this a few times and tested our results and everything.
And do bees think like humans?
We came to the conclusion that they did, especially when solving puzzles.
And you got this work published. You were only 10 years old. How did that feel?
It was pretty surreal, mostly because I didn't realise the importance of our findings until I was told that I was one of the world's youngest published scientists. The paper itself was downloaded 30,000 times just on its first day, but most importantly, it's the most read paper of biology letters. It's pretty amazing that not many people can say that they have a published paper in the Royal Society Journal, let alone that they're one of the world's youngest published scientists.
Yeah, quite. I mean, I'm a whole 26 and I can't put any papers behind my name. How did it change how you felt about science?
My views of science have definitely changed a lot after doing the Bee Project. But now that I can see that science is all around us and it's in every aspect of our lives.
And has it affected what you want to do with your life and your career?
Yeah, definitely. I want to sort of inspire more kids into science and give them the opportunity that I had because it's definitely changed my life so much. I was very lucky and I'm very grateful to Bo Lotto for giving me that opportunity. I also sort of want to pursue a career in science and technology, so sort of a robotics engineer or a neuroscientist, which I'd never dream of a few years ago.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you very much, Amy O'Toole. Well, that nearly wraps up the show. Many thanks to all of our guests who appeared this week to make the programme possible.